First, though, Knopfler remembers his formative years.
Yeah, well, when I first started learning how to play, I mean, me and a mate from Jeff Sadler from school, we'd go around to Jeff's house, we'd be going... and learning, just learning the very basics. He had some Chet Atkins records, and as well as a lot of other records, people that I loved. But Chet Atkins was, for guitar players, Chet Atkins was always way out there, you know, ahead. You just have no, even if you became, you know, a great, you know, player in terms of flying about, Chet Atkins was always something else.
Ain't that pretty?
When you're playing or hanging around with Chet, all of a sudden, yeah, I produced that, I was on that session, I played on that, I did that, And you realize, of course, that the man's actually shaped the way that we actually listen to music. It's different. I guess his right hand is probably, in that sense, it's stronger. It's hitting the guitar maybe a little bit harder. And my left hand is strong. I'm left-handed anyway, even though I play right-handed. So I've got a lot of strength in the left hand. You know. There to be able to. A lot of strength in that. But we'd play different. Chet plays more with three fingers, I play more with two, and I tend to make an anchor with the base of my hand so it lets my thumb and two fingers just rock away. And Chet would probably use an extra finger, and you can do these marvelous harmonic runs and things. You make the guitar sound like a harp. A little Geordie music fan like me, this is all very nice.
There is a house in New Orleans, boy. They call it a... I used to sing this when I was 8 years old, and I didn't know what it was about. What is it about?
It's one of them titty bars, don't you know?
I thought it was just a house. I didn't know it was. One of those houses.
Foot on the platform, you know. The other foot on the train. I'm going back to New York.